on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped. Get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
Episode 7 of Catamount Insider. It's brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. I'm Michael Lear, and we got a really fun show this week. To start things off, we're going to talk to Todd Woodcroft, the head coach of the men's hockey team, but not about Vermont hockey, more about the World Juniors and what that means for him as a member of the coaching staff for Team Sweden. Then we'll talk to women's basketball head coach Elisa Kresge and Josie Larkins, their senior captain, to talk about their season and how things are going for them so far. Let's do it. This is Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Larkins for three. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
All right, so we have some scores to take a look at from around UVM Athletics. Men's hockey, women's basketball, and men's basketball all played over the weekend. Men's basketball took a split with NJIT. They won 92-78 and then lost in double overtime by one on Monday. Women's basketball also played NJIT and took a split with a 65-45 dominant win on Monday. And men's hockey fell twice to Northeastern, played really well on Sunday night to a 2-2 tie, and then ended up losing in a shootout. All right, when we come back, we will bring you Todd Woodcroft, the head coach of the men's hockey team, to talk about the World Juniors. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield IMG College.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distanced zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rapid air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at DPT.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins. How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me. Hey.
Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay. Sorry.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kenny's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kenny Drugs. We got this. And that.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're now with the head coach of the men's hockey team, Todd Woodcroft, to take a break from UVM stuff a little bit and talk a little World Juniors. If anybody doesn't know that Coach is remotely helping out Team Sweden. Coach, what's life been like for you helping out the World Juniors and also coaching D1 hockey at the same time?
I think the first thing is that you can never really step away from Catamount hockey. It's always in the back of your brain. It's always the primary reason why I'm here and on the side of the microphone here is that the Cats are first and foremost in my mind. And once in a while in your career, you have an opportunity to do something special. And when they offered, when Sweden offered me the chance to go and coach there, the opportunity was actually to go to Edmonton as well. But I didn't feel that it was the right time for me to leave the team. And I was able to continue to help coach them and work with the team and work on very specific projects and pre-scouting and helping with specialty teams and, knowing the opponent and then just being a resource for the players to call me and FaceTime me. And then during the whole COVID break that our team Sweden had in Edmonton, we were doing Zooms with specific habits and details of certain positions and specific positions. So it was fun to get to know the guys. It's a very good opportunity for Catamount hockey to be known across the world, because anytime Team Sweden is mentioned and my name is mentioned over there and, you know, my involvement in the team, it's always, you know, the coach at University of Vermont. And now what we're hoping from that is the network we will create will continue to be embedded amongst Swedish players. We believe as a coaching staff that Swedish players are a special hockey culture, and we want to recruit the best players that we can. And there's some high-end talent in Sweden, and we're looking to get players who are World Junior players. I mean, this year, every one of the players in the team has played professionally or is about to play professionally, so they wouldn't qualify for us. But that is the type of player that we want to have on this team. So this might be 2 or 3 years down the road that the rewards are shown, but that's what we're prepared to do. So myself, it just means a little bit earlier mornings and a little bit longer nights, but it's something that I'm happy to do.
So obviously you're connected internationally for all kinds of different ways, but who reached out to you? How did this role get created? And when you told Team Sweden that you weren't willing to go to Edmonton, how did the role get created virtually?
The one thing in hockey you find, this is my 21st year professionally, is that you end up meeting very good people. And if you stay in touch with very good people and you help them when they ask you for something, even if it's a small favor, I found in my experience that people will always remember that. So I've always said yes to anybody who's ever asked me for any type of help hockey-wise. And when I lived in Sweden, I was working for the Los Angeles Kings. I met a young coach by the name of Rickard Grundberg, who was at that point the head coach of the Swedish under-18 team. This would have been 2009. And he was just beginning his really strong professional career now, and I just happened to have some resources available for him and was able to send him things NHL-wise. And I had actually coached against him in one of the world championships I was in, and we knew each other that way, and we became friends. And, you know, I would give him things. He would give me information on his players when we were looking at draft players when I was in L.A. from Sweden, and his career just continued to climb. And then as his career climbed, he was on the Olympic team, and then he was on the men's international team for world championships, and then he became head coach. And then when he became head coach of the men's national team, that's when the World Cup was just about to start. So he had a really good idea of trying to find a smart North American coach. He didn't find that. He found me instead. But he was able to understand that for the Swedish team to succeed, that they needed to have somebody who was on the ground in North America for a full year before the tournament started. The tournament was in September. And, for the full year beforehand, we were building the team. And it was actually comical for myself that the guys that I was working beside were my heroes growing up. Like Nick Lidstrom is my favorite player of all time. And now I'm in a room with Nick, 15, 20 times trying to build a team, and on phone calls with him all the time and picking him up at the airport when he came to Minnesota to go and watch players and trying to build a team with him. And Matt Sundin, who was my childhood centerman, he's the guy that I almost found my passion for centers and faceoff was for Mats, and now I got Mats and Nick, and I got Daniel Alfredson, three guys who were guys that I idolized. Watch, I was playing those guys on Sega 94, and now I'm building a team with them, and my job was to be the contrary voice. Like, I had to push back on them and say, well, who's going to do this role? And, I don't agree with you, Mats. Like, what do you really know? And Nick, you don't know anything about defensemen. I'm going to tell you what I think. And it was an unbelievable, surreal experience. And then that relationship continued. We did very well in the World Cup. And then they asked me to come on again as an assistant coach for the World Championship team in Germany, in Cologne, Germany. We won a gold medal. And that was something that when you win a gold, your ties with the people you win with are very strong. You never forget the people you won with. And one of the other coaches on that team was a really young coach. It felt like he's not, he's maybe 45 or so. His name is Thomas Montan. And now Thomas is the head coach of the World Junior Team. And we worked very well together. And when he was going to go to Edmonton, he reached out to me, maybe in the spring, last spring, and asked me if I'd be interested in helping. And, of course, the Federation is filled with wonderful, wonderful people. I've actually gone over there a couple times in the years in between and just spent time with their Federation and presenting things to them and giving them a North American perspective. But in reality, what I'm doing is I'm absorbing how they do things. I'm absorbing how they develop their D. I'm absorbing how they work with their centers and their forwards and even their goaltenders, everything. And I see how they do. So I'm actually taking way more from the Swedish Federation than they're getting out of me. They're just getting man hours out of me. What I'm getting out of them is connections and just learning.
So when you're saying 3 years down the road, when you're saying for UVM it'll make a difference 3 years down the road, you obviously understand that the connection of the people you met way more than 3 years ago have now given you this opportunity to change Vermont hockey too, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's how you change things. Like college hockey is a cyclical thing. It changes every 4 years anyway. And if you're able to recruit to a certain identity that you want to have, and we're slowly finding that identity and we're figuring out the types of players we want, a big piece of that is skill. Like, you can't have a very successful power play unless you have skilled players. You can score goals on a power play through work, but you need to have people who can finish. You need to have defensemen who have poise on the puck. And the Swedish model, how they develop their players, is much, much different than Canada or America. It's very different, markedly different. And I really appreciate how they do things. So I know that if I'm getting a defenseman from Sweden or a forward from Sweden, I have an understanding of how they have developed and will continue to develop.
So I know that you guys watch the World Juniors, regardless if you're coaching. I mean, Hilly and Weeds, and everybody's watching it with a really close eye to see some young talent. How different is it being embedded in it outside of Team Sweden? Are you getting a different look at younger guys all over the world?
Of course. And we've identified the players on each team that we feel would be potential catamounts. So we have you know, players in Germany, for example, and, you know, Slovakian players and Austrian players that we have already made connections to, and now we're able to watch them on high-definition TV against the best players in the world. So you might be the best player, you know, in Iceland, and what we need to see is you being the best player from Iceland playing against a Canadian or playing against an American or a Finn or a Swede. That's what we want to see. So the great equalizer is the competitive game in there. So you might be the best player in your environment, but now we want to see you playing against the best players, which is like Hockey East. So there's a couple players in some of those countries that we've been watching, and then now they reveal themselves a little bit different when they're playing against Canada, for example, and when things are hard, and when you're getting beaten 16-0, 16-2 or whatever. We want to see how you react to that, and that's a very demoralizing thing for the Germans. And they were shorthanded. They had very little players and back-to-backs, and it's almost not a fair condition for them. But some of those German players, we were so proud of how they were just didn't give up, which is our identity, we think, as a Catamount, is that we need to be resilient and never, ever. It might be 14-0 or it might be 14-2, 16-2. How are you competing next shift? Which is very hard to do when you know you have no chance to win. So we like to look at the tiny details in the players and their body language. And even when it's 2-0 or 3-0, are you pushing back? Are you pushing back? Similar to our game the other night, we were down a goal, bang, we come back. Down another goal, huge hit by Tristan Mullen. Score in the next shift. Like that's the way we want to play, and now we can have an ability to increase our network internationally. And the work for Sweden actually isn't for me. It's fun, but it does make my days way longer. But it's actually for the future of the program we're trying to get here.
So what have you thought from the coach's eye of the tournament in general this year? Is it different from tournaments in the years past, or what have you seen overall there?
I've had the great luck to have been at many World Juniors live and 7 or 8 World Championships live and working them. And the international flair, the international game is so strong. It's the bubble we live in North America. It's very different than the international one, where they celebrate playing different countries and different cultures, and you've got like a 1,000-year-old feud with a country that's next to you, and now you're out there and you're trying to play for something, and it means something to a tiny village way north in the middle of your country. It's hard to feel that remotely for me, having been there live and seeing it, and then you watch it on TV. I think the networks have done an amazing job with not showing empty buildings, like, you know, how they did in the NHL playoffs too was awesome. I thought, you know, you didn't feel that you were in an empty arena. They did a great job. We felt the games have been like the games against the best teams have been very competitive. The teams that have been shorthanded on bodies, that's a really tough situation to come in, and it's a long way to travel, and it's a very hard thing to do to live on a floor all by yourself for 7 days, and you can't see another face. You can't leave your room. You know, it's almost like a prison. There's a certain amount of privilege that these young players have, but these guys are 17 years old, 18 years old. It's a hard thing. And then to go and compete a couple days later against the best players in the world, that's a very, very difficult challenge for these young players. But the games, we've enjoyed all. We've watched almost every single one of them. And for myself, working them, especially the pool that Sweden is in, that I'm able to see each of the teams and try to find little pieces of the Russian game, trying to find little pieces of the Czech game. And, okay, this is how the Czech works in the neutral zone. This is very different than anything we see. How would we solve that? So those are little projects we'll do as a coaching staff here. And I'll ask Jeff and Steve and Mark Stewart, hey, if you saw this from Czech, what would we do? How would we respond to this? And then we try to learn a little bit from that. You're always doing projects and little assignments as a coaching staff to challenge each other. And what do you think about this power play? What do we take from the Swedish power play, for example, which has been very successful so far? How do we make our power play a little bit? We actually showed clips today in practice of the Swedish power play, which is actually our power play. So we're trying to show that these are very similar situations and conditions. Maybe their finish is a little bit better. You know, finish as in getting the puck to the net, not like finishes in Finland. But you know, it's that we can do this too. We just have to understand the puck speed, understand that we have to execute on the 9-foot passes and the 12-foot passes before we can get into an opponent's zone and get, you know, puck possession.
So you talk about scouting your group a little bit, but we're recording this on Wednesday, so Sweden's playing tonight against Russia. We'll pretend that was 10-0 Sweden. Moving into the United States, because this will air at 6 p.m. Thursday, right before your matchup with the U.S. Give us a little pre-scout on the U.S., and what does that game mean to you? If you, you're surrounded by a bunch of American players here at UVM and you're on Team Sweden's side.
Well, you can see right now, too bad the listeners don't have video, I'm showing Michael my actual pre-scout on Team USA. And the U.S. team, to me, is it's so well coached and so well structured. And I don't see in the U.S. team like the superstar type of players that you might have on Canada, for example. Like, I think the strength of the U.S. team really is that they have like a pack of five mentality. You know, like they have very, very good defensemen. You know, they have a working attitude to their team, which I think hasn't been the U.S. Model from before. Maybe that's from the pool of players. I don't know them, but I love their fact that they don't quit. You know, they were playing the other day and they were down by a bunch of goals and they ended up coming back and it became 4-3, but the point was they didn't give up, which is similar to how we want the Cats to play. They do some high-end things with their defensemen, how they accept the rush and how they use their feet to take pucks going north, and lots of really good small area plays and reverses that they do. Like, they're an excellent team, so that's going to be a real challenge for us as Team Sweden, especially coming off the night before having played Russia, which is going to be a real grind for us tonight. So I'm literally in the process of, when we finish this interview, I'll be sending my my stuff into the team and then presenting to the team, and we have a Zoom later on this afternoon. They're in Edmonton's a couple hours behind, to talk about the U.S. team, and then again tomorrow morning too. So it yesterday was a very long day for me because I had to get Russia and U.S. done, and then a post analysis of our own game and planning our week for the Catamounts. But that's okay. At the end of the day, it's going to make us smarter.
Do you feel like you're seeing Nate Lehman's name everywhere you look now? If you got U.S. tomorrow and then Providence twice this weekend.
Well, you know, the respect I have for Nate is massive. I mean, he is, I think Nate's an NHL coach. The way he carries himself, the way he runs practices, I've seen him do before. I saw him present one time at the NHL Coaching Association and was thoroughly impressed with how detailed he was. You can see it in Providence. You know, to be totally honest, I'm actually glad he's not there when we play them, because I think he's such a good coach. Not that the rest of their staff isn't capable, but I know how experienced he is. So any tiny advantage we can have, we're going to take. But I know that his thumbprint is on that coaching staff, and he's dialed in. He's watched. He is not given up on Providence at all. Like, he's still able to do his Providence work and then find time to make sure that his U.S. team is working too.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to get in World Juniors-wise before we kick it off and take on that U.S. game coming up?
Let's just say go Sverige. We want to make sure we keep going and get out of this pool alive and hopefully have another good game in the medal round.
All right, Coach, thanks so much. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Michael.
Back on Catamount Insider in just a bit from Learfield, IMG College.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at ceresremedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S remedies.com.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
There are things you can't say in a tweet, and things you can't do with an app. When someone you love is sick, when you're not feeling well yourself, the very best medicine is someone who cares. Kenny Drugs.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're now with the head coach of the women's basketball team, Elisa Kresge, to catch up on a whole bunch. I feel like we haven't talked in a while. So, Coach, thanks for doing this. How are you? How's the team? How are things?
Well, thank you for having me. Good. You know, it is no secret. It's a strange time. It's different times. And this is a wonderful group to be around. You can arguably say stuck together since July, but they've made it really enjoyable. So it's been a great group. They're young. They're hungry. They work hard. You know, we still have our roller coasters of emotions and things like that. And our play is a little roller coaster right now. But it's been really fun with this group. So good.
That's good.
Overall, good.
Good is good. So what's coaching like this year? I mean, I feel like your role is way different than X's and O's, and it always is. But is this year even more of feeling like a family and being a little bit more than just a coach to these student athletes?
Yeah, I would say definitely. You know, it's always been my goal is to make sure every student athlete has a well-rounded experience here and a fun one. I hope it's fun and they enjoy it. They're going to work hard and there's going to be moments that they don't love me, but they're working hard and they're becoming these amazing young women on and off the court. But this year has been a little bit more of, you know, checking in on how are they doing, the mental state of things, the emotional state, you know, not seeing family for a really long time is tough. We know that. And at any age, it's tough, but especially at their age when they're going through so much and they're growing. So I think it has been a lot more of check-ins and how are you doing kind of stuff versus, okay, your shot is not falling. That conversation is happening, of course, but not nearly to the same extent as it has in the past. But again, our players have been so impressive and so resilient, and they have each other's back. So I wouldn't want to do with any other group.
And how are you guys handling the holidays with Christmas that passed and Thanksgiving and now New Year's coming up? Like, how do you make that special for everybody too?
Yeah. Well, fortunately, we did have a handful of families that were able to follow the protocol and, you know, the quarantining and the testing responsibilities that they needed to have before coming. So we did have some family in town, which was wonderful for those student athletes and amazing families that took it and other players under their wing. And then I got to experience the first time ever cooking a Thanksgiving turkey and a Christmas dinner, and our players were able to show up at practice the next day, so I didn't get them sick, but it wasn't mom and dad's cooking for them. So as much as we tried to make it a little bit more like a normal holiday for them, they made it special for us. A lot of laughters, and these are going to be holidays that I'll remember forever, and hopefully we don't have to do it this way ever again, but if we do, at least it was fun. So they've been great. They really have, as hard as it has been.
So what was the best thing you cooked? And then what was the worst thing you cooked over both holidays?
So we're going to have to go with a chocolate chip cookie skillet.
Nice.
So definitely dessert, not
easy.
Real food.
Layup. No offense. No offense, but that's an easy one.
Oh, worse. It was disappointing to me, and our players are so sweet, they didn't say anything, but I forgot the salt and pepper in our green bean casserole. So that was disappointing.
Yeah, but can you not just add salt
and
pepper?
You could, but it just wasn't the same. And I didn't realize it till after. But their players are so sweet. They're like, everything's delicious. I'm like, you're lying to me, but thank you.
But it was the first time you've made the Christmas dinner and the Thanksgiving. What do you usually do for the holidays?
I still got mom and dad, and they're
nice.
Wonderful. And they're very good cooks.
Your mom remembers the salt and pepper, I hope.
Oh, she does.
That's awesome. So how about basketball-wise? What's this team been like? What's changed for fans to know going into this season?
You know, we are very young. There was a stat out. We're like one of the 32 youngest teams in the nation right now. So there's some growing pains with that. Us coaching them and figuring out what gets them motivated, how we kind of get them to understand things, but also how they play with each other and play in stressful situations, not just in practice. So that has been a little bit of us figuring out us, but they work so hard. They really, like, especially our newcomers, like, they've walked into these roles and they haven't complained about anything. They keep their head down. They work hard. They respect their older teammates that are trying to help them. And they're good. They are good, and I'm excited for them to keep getting minutes and opportunities. That's going to make us really much better in the long run, and we're going to have more depth. So, you know, credit to them walking into the situation and just working hard, and then credit to our upperclassmen who keep trying to get better, and they want to be part of a program that is changing and get Vermont where it used to be. So that has been fun to be a part of. You know, we're relatively similar with Anna stepping into Hannah's role a little. As we see, she's a bit of a go-to player for us, which has been nice. But I think our guard depth has really grown this year with a lot of newcomers. And then, you know, Josie and Sarah leading as our captains. They've been doing a wonderful job, and it's been a hard role. It's not a normal year for captains. There's a lot more that's on their shoulders, and they've really done a nice job for us.
Why was it them two? Why Sarah and Josie, and what have their roles been this year?
So I think with we have always asked the team, kind of, you know, part of it is a leader. It means that others look up to them and they respond to them. So we always want to hear from players, and their teammates pick them, credit to them. But from a coach's standpoint, anything I asked of them, whether I put them in a toughest situation, they've always stepped up to the challenge with a smile. They might not really be smiling, but they really...
the masks hide that.
Yeah, for sure. read the eyes. But they really, anything I've asked of them, and I've always challenged Josie especially the hardest, and Sarah's another one. She's just so mature, and she understands. She always puts others first. So I think with that combination and their understanding of our program and what we're trying to do X and O's wise, their players look up to their teammates look up to them. And I just sort of respected them, and they get it. They really do get it from a whole rounded standpoint, not just a basketball standpoint.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Anna as well? I mean, we've obviously seen what she did on the court the last 2 weeks, and as you said, in some ways playing like Hannah Krimble, but what is she like, and why is she going to be a big part of this program?
You know, the thing that stands out to me for Anna is she's like, she just keeps going. She keeps her head down. She plays hard. Nothing phases her. She'll make a mistake, and she just keeps battling. And she's just a worker. You know, that's the thing that stands out. And she's talented, of course. But I think that's the greatest thing that we've seen of her is just her toughness. And nothing fazes her. Good or bad, she just keeps doing her job. And, you know, with losing Hannah, we need some points in production. And she's brought that. And she's also helping our guards' lives be a little bit easier. They have to worry about Anna now. So that's a little bit of what we've seen with her. And she's wonderful. Her teammates absolutely adore her. She's the nicest person. It eerily is a lot of similarities to losing Hannah as a person and a teammate and a basketball player.
What did you learn from last year? I mean, you mentioned the almost youngest team in the country, and last year the stat was similar. But when you rely on young people, like last year with Emma coming in and being such a key part of the offense, what do you learn from last year that teaches you how to coach young people that are going to be major factors on the team? Or what's that like?
I think patience is what it has taught me. You know, as much as you drill things over and over and over again, it's always a little bit different in a game. And to give them that string, if you will, to make those mistakes and help them figure out rather than pulling them. So giving them that time to understand, and me to have the patience not to just, all right, you're making that mistake, you need to come out and learn by watching, has been something that I think helps them grow as basketball players, that they can make mistakes and not be ripped out of games. So I think last year helped because they were, Delaney and Emma especially, are really good players, and they actually earned that as freshmen, that chance to make mistakes and learn from it and not have to figure it out on the bench. So I think that is something I've learned. Also, it's just keep building them up. Keep building them up. They're going to mistakes. We're going to teach them, but build them up. And as we can see, that helped Emma, that helped Delaney, and I'm excited for our newcomers.
And having played a couple of conference series and looking at the Amerikis this year, what is your scout of the entire conference this year? What are you guys going to be challenged with the most?
Oh, I mean, I think our league is pretty strong. You know, there seems to be a lot of good transfers in the mix, too, or players that were sitting out. And the players that played got better. So I think every game is going to be a battle. And also add the mix of playing back-to-back. Like, we're seeing so many series split. I think there's been two sweeps on the year so far. So I think it really comes into, we need to show up every day, and we need to give everybody our best shot, because any given day, any team can win in this league.
So what are those back-to-backs like? If you think back to your days as a player, did you play any back-to-backs? Probably not many, right?
Only in a championship week.
And what are those like? What's that second game like when you've just played 40 minutes the day before?
Well, at that time, you're going for the gold. So you don't worry about anything. You're just like, okay, it's the next opponent. We got to survive in advance. For our players, you know, we're trying to really figure that out. And I don't want to say that we're holding back in game one. I don't think it's that. I think we're learning how to believe in ourselves and bring that intensity that we bring in game two when we have a chip on our shoulder. How to have that mindset going into every game. We always have a chip on our shoulder versus, okay, here we go, see what happens, and now we're mad. It's too late when we're mad in those first games, apparently. So we got to figure that out. As far as body goes, you know, I think back, and like, your body never felt great as a Division I athlete, like, or any athlete in the college level. It doesn't feel great, but you love it and you want to win, and that's your motivation. And you know, then you just think, okay, I have an ice bath and a 6-hour trip to sleep home, you know, that kind of stuff. And our players, we like to joke, but they're young, so they can bounce back faster.
All right, so what are you most excited about? Obviously, it's been a weird year. There's been a whole bunch of downs, but 2021 on the horizon, and you guys starting against UAlbany this weekend. What are you most excited about for the rest of this year?
I just want to like stay in the moment. As much as we can't wait for this all to be past us, with this team and on the court, it's been our escape. And to just keep being in the moment and watching them to continue to grow, and then see where we get to, really. See where this group can get themselves in this crazy wild time.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to get in before we wrap up?
No, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you, too. Guess we'll get you back on sometime mid-season or towards the end, too. So thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Back on Catamount Insider in just a bit from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Thinking about transferring your prescriptions to a new pharmacy, but aren't sure where to start? At Kinney Drugs, we make it easy to transfer with our easy transfer service. Simply stop in, give us a call, or download our convenient mobile app, and we'll take it from there. Transfer today and discover how easy it is to manage your prescriptions with the rest of our Circle of Care pharmacy services. Only from Kinney Drugs, your hometown, employee-owned pharmacy.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distanced zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rapid air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're now with the now senior captain of the women's basketball team, Josie Larkins, to talk a little bit about their season and what's going on. So, Josie, how are you? What's the beginning of the season been like for you?
It's definitely been a little bit of an up and down. Obviously, for both doubleheader games, we came out 1-1 with each team losing the first game, winning the second game. So obviously there's some positives and negatives coming out of that. First, probably a negative is being consistent and having to show up for the first game and us showing up for the first game. But a positive is that we can really fight back after a loss and really and get a win after that. So there's a little bit of positive negatives from those.
Coming off a road trip, what are road trips like in the COVID times?
Wrote definitely a little different. At least having NJIT being 6 hours away, we were able to leave the day before. But this upcoming weekend, going to Albany, we'll be leaving the day of, which is something we usually normally don't do. So it'll definitely be interesting for the newcomers on our team, having to experience coming right off of a bus and about basically getting ready and getting on the court and not really shooting in the gym the day beforehand. So that will definitely be interesting. But I think we're ready for it.
So what's it like being a captain with all these newcomers coming in and like trying to teach them what college basketball is like, but you obviously not knowing what a season under COVID protocols will be like?
It's definitely a challenge. I've been looking to my other co-captain, Sarah Wells, and also all the coaches for advice, but definitely trying to just lead by example and just with my knowledge and experience on the court, trying to just explain to the newcomers the way that we want to play and maybe seeing things that normally they wouldn't see on the court.
So when you guys went to NJIT, I know you couldn't go see your family, but did your family stand on the street and wait for the bus or anything? Or what was homecoming like when you couldn't really...
There wasn't really a homecoming. Did not see my family, sadly, but I had some friends from home on NJIT. Two of their seniors I played against in high school, so that was really nice. At least seeing them and just saying hi to them, because they're really the only home I get. So
you just see them. You guys played them last year too. Did you play against them? And what's that like playing against your friends?
Yeah. So one of them, she was a redshirt last year, but I've known her since sixth grade. Started AU on the same team, and then we went to rival high schools, and then the other one, who's also senior captain, Ellen Stoll, we've known each other for a really long time, played against each other in high school, really trained together, and so I've known her for a long time. So it's definitely interesting because we were matched up against each other a lot. So kind of like knowing each other from playing each other in high school, playing each other in middle school, and kind of just seeing how we've both evolved as players has been really fun.
Are either one of you big trash talkers, or was it just kind of like quietly defending each other?
No, neither of us are trash talkers, definitely. Finally, we were waiting at halftime, I think, of maybe the first game, and we finally were able to just say like hi to each other, because obviously you're so focused in the game and you don't want to get distracted or anything like that. So finally we're just like waiting for the ball to be taken out of bounds, and then we finally said hi to each other. So
like, oh hey, good to see you.
Yeah, so that was really funny.
What has life been like without fans in the stands?
It's definitely been different. We really have to rely on our teammates to really cheer us on, and our coaches, because that's really all we have. But I think some little positive is that you can hear the coaches a lot clearer now and what they want to do, because there are times sometimes we're looking to the bench to maybe get a play call or a defense call, and we're all kind of looking at each other. We have to kind of depend on each other and what we have to do, whereas now definitely if we're, let's say, defense in front of our bench, you can clearly hear what our coaches want to do. So,
but you can also never use the excuse of, oh, sorry, coach, I didn't hear you.
That is true. That is true. So we definitely miss all our fans. We miss... Because our team, we stay on the court after, like, for 10 minutes after each game to just say hi to fans. And we definitely miss that. It's a little weird just going into the locker room right after a game and, like, talking with our coaches and talking with each other. I think all of us definitely miss just talking to our fans.
We definitely miss every UVM Athletics fans and all the things we got going on. So give us a little pre-scout for anybody who hasn't watched one of your games. What is this year's team and how is it different from last year?
So I think we're more balanced this year. We really have a lot of great underclassmen, some coming back, some new. Definitely Anna Olson in the post. She's growing. You could see her grow and grow her confidence throughout her coming and her now. And especially some of the sophomores who started last year or played last year, they definitely have understood their roles more and really understood what we want to do, what the coaches really want to do for us as a program. But we definitely love running the ball in transition. We're really looking for quick baskets in transition. And then really just playing either ball screen offense or a motion cutting and screening each other. And really we're trying to just look for each other and move the ball. And none of us care who's the I think that's really fun, is when no one really cares who's scoring, as long as we're getting the person who is scoring the ball or just really finding the open man. I think we really benefit off of that.
So how much did you learn from Hannah Krimble about how to be a senior and how to be a leader going into this year with you and Sarah being co-captains?
I've definitely learned a lot from her. She was more of a silent captain, but she showed by example, just the way she showed up to every game and just really gave it to her all, which is something that I really want to replicate. And just being, she was such a consistent player for us, and just trying to be that type of person and follow in her footsteps. I really want to do that. And she was just such a great person off the court and really connecting with everybody and really just being there for everybody, which is something I also want to do.
All right, now away from basketball. Obviously, you guys are usually back home for some of these holidays or all of these holidays. Yep. What's the one holiday tradition you miss the most, or that Ooh. Your family did that you got to Zoom into or FaceTime into or anything like that?
I mean, I obviously miss Christmas morning with my family and Christmas breakfast with my parents and my brother.
What's on the menu for Christmas breakfast?
So being from New Jersey, we always make
Taylor ham, egg, and cheese.
Pork roll, egg, and cheese. And my dad is Polish, so we always make pierogies in the morning. So that's something that I definitely missed from home. But just spending Christmas with my mom's side of the family is what we usually do. Just seeing my grandparents, we always end up eating dinner with them, I would say. Or, yeah, I mean, also the night before each Christmas, my dad is old school, and he loves watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The cartoon.
Nice. So I missed watching that, and it was funny because he always falls asleep early. So my brother's like, don't worry, you didn't miss it anyways because he didn't really technically watch it. So, yeah.
What did you do for Christmas?
So in the morning, I FaceTimed my family. We opened presents underneath the tree. My parents sent me some stuff, which was really great. And then we had practice. So some people could find that, I guess, a negative, but actually just all of us being together was actually really nice, and kind of for a couple hours just forgetting that we weren't home was actually really nice and got a lot of us through the day. And then some people on our team had their families up for the weekend, so or for the week, so that was really nice. But for those who didn't, which was myself, my family was not able to come up. Coach Kress had people over to her house for Christmas dinner, so it was a couple of us and one of the other assistant coaches, and that was really nice.
That's awesome. All right, last thing for you. I know it's a weird year, but your senior year and your last run with this team, what are you most excited about going forward starting this weekend at Albany?
I'm just excited to obviously play more games, but really to help this team along. And I think we can really start playing consistently, and I really just want to inspire people to play consistently. I really think we can show the rest of the conference what we can do, but I mean, it really starts in practice and making sure that we show up every single day, which I think we're starting to do a lot better.
All right, Josie, well, thanks for doing this, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Catamount Insider in just a bit from Learfield, IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at ceresremedies.com. That's CERES remedies.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distant zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rapid air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. I'm Michael Lear, and we are in our final segment of this seventh episode of Season 2. A reminder that this show is available wherever you get your podcasts, so you can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's always on the UVM Athletics page, Twitter, Instagram. You can find it wherever you can find UVM Athletics content and wherever you find your podcast content. It also airs live on the radio, so if you're listening on WVMT, it's 96.3 FM and AM 620. If you're listening tonight, you can actually look forward to the World Juniors matchup that we talked about earlier in the show with Sweden and the U.S. That's at 9:30. You can watch it on TSN. And head coach Todd Woodcroft for Vermont Hockey is an assistant coach on the Sweden team. So certainly tune into that if you get the opportunity and stay up late here on New Year's Eve. All right, let's take a look at one more story before we take a look at the weekend ahead. Anna Olson for Vermont Women's Basketball, the first-year forward, was named Marikese Rookie of the Week for the second straight week after the Catamounts' weekend split at NJIT. So that came out Tuesday evening. Olson posted a career-high 17 points on Sunday against NJIT. At one point in the third quarter, she scored 9 straight points for Vermont as they rallied from behind. She also had 7 rebounds, 1 block, and 1 steal, and an assist on Sunday. And then on Monday, picked up 7 points and dished out a career-high 4 assists as Vermont cruised to its largest road conference win since 2012. They absolutely dominated on Monday. Olson leads all freshmen in the Amerikeast with 10.8 points per game this season. Looking ahead to the weekend coming up, the Catamounts are in action in both men's hockey, women's basketball, and men's basketball. Women's hockey still has another weekend off. Providence is where the Vermont men's hockey team will go January 1st and January 2nd. So on New Year's Day at 1 p.m., flip on NESN and enjoy some Vermont hockey. You can also turn on WVMT and listen to us on the radio. That's also Saturday at 7 p.m. So January 2nd at 7 p.m., still on NESN and still on WVMT. Other side of things brings you women's basketball and men's basketball. Men's basketball will be home against UAlbany. Those games on ESPN3 Sunday and Monday. 3 p.m. Sunday, 2 p.m. on Monday. And women's basketball is this 27th, which is Sunday, the 28th, which is Monday. They're at 4 p.m. and 2 p.m. Those games available on ESPN Plus. Both basketball games also available on the radio. Women's hoops on WVMT and men's hoops on 101.3 The Game. That's just about all we have, and this wraps up Catamount Insider for 2020. Happy New Year, everybody. It's from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Vermont Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.